Kindness is loving people as you deserve. Kindness is loving people as you deserve. Now that's sort of an interesting way of looking at something, isn't it? Our instant inspiration today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing. Kindness is loving people as you deserve. It's done unto you according to your belief. Love your neighbor like yourself. Why are these statements given like that? They seem as though they're just sort of hackneyed and sort of unimportant. But really, they speak to a very important point. Most of the time, we want people to be kind to us. When we have a hurt or we have a need or we have an unhappiness, we want people to be kind to us and people to respect us and realize that, hey, we're having a tough time. But we don't always think that for others. We don't always think somebody else is having a hard time or a bad hair day and that we should really give them a little extra love. But kindness is loving people as you deserve. We get as much kindness out of the world as we give into it. So naturally, if you're getting a lot of kindness, you're giving a lot. If you're not getting a lot of kindness, you're not shining out a lot of kindness from your heart. What is kindness? Kindness is a loving word. Kindness is a thoughtful word. Kindness is a caring word. Are you available to have kind thoughts and kind words that you speak? Sometimes it's doubtful. I have told all of you that when we go in the supermarket, we want to avoid looking at the headlines. And we still have a tendency to look at them. We want to avoid looking at the headlines. And I said, we don't need to know that garbage. We don't need to know that stuff. And so we got a report here from one of our monks from the internet all about Nigeria and the struggle that they have down there with the beauty contest. And we get a report from all of the activities that go on in the newspaper lines as we walk through the supermarket checkout counter. And we have to be very careful of this. It's very subtle to say that we keep our minds pure and perfect at all times. But if you allow any thoughts to get into your mind that you have not carefully decided that you want to get in there, of course, maybe you decided you do want to get it in there, too. That's the point. If you have a pain, I got to tell you about my pain so you can help me treat. No, just tell me what you want to have experience. Whole and perfect? But you got to understand my pain. It needs to be talked about. It needs to be talked about. Don't you understand my alcoholism needs to be talked about. My drug addicticism needs to be talked about. Perhaps that's no word, but it's mine. Perhaps the fire that burned my home needs to be talked about. And it all needs to be talked about. Well, it doesn't need to be talked about. What needs to be talked about are the things that you're going to do now. The things that you're going to experience now. But we have that feeling, and we here practitioners feel so self-righteous that we don't do those things, and surely we do. We're one of the first to stick our nose out there and busybody about and what's going on in the world. Are you the creator of your world, the creator of your world, or are you created by somebody else? Now, you're created by somebody else, that's true. But you don't have to recognize it. You're the creator of yourself, and you create everything in your world, and that's what you recognize it. But if someone creates you as a not nice person, you don't have to be a not nice person. If someone creates you as a thief or a crook or a bad person, you don't have to be that thief, crook, or bad person. If someone creates you as a loving mother, you say, hey, that's cool, that's fine. Yeah. But have people create you whatever it is that turns you on, whatever it is that makes your life happy. Don't have people creating you as a thief. Now, one of our friends who was in prison, he was going up for a hearing and getting ready for release. And in the process of going up for the hearing, one of the officers came up to him because something was missing and said, "You stole it." Well, this is standard procedure for police activity, is to be very threatening, and then most people break down right away and they say, "I'm sorry." You know, but this fellow said, "No, I didn't." "Yes, you did. You stole it. You're a bad person. You're a thief. You're a thief." And then the prisoner said to the officer, "How would you like to have somebody come up to you and say you're a thief and that you're a bad person and that you're terrible? How would you like to have that? You know, that's not very nice. That's not very nice. And I didn't do it." And the officer wrote him up for talking back, which is what he should do. Because you practice these things in your heart. You don't shout them out loud, whether you're in prison or whether you're not in prison. Because the world's not ready to hear your recognition that you don't like to be talked to like that. If you don't like to be talked to like that, don't create yourself being talked to like that. Well, he went to the hearing, but before he went to the hearing, all his friends joined around him, and they made a prayer group. And they all prayed that he would be let off, and that everything would be in divine order, and that he'd learn to shut his mouth. Of course, the biggest thing was to learn to shut his mouth. And he went there, and he told the officer, he says, "My friends and I prayed about this, and my friend said that I should learn to, you know, shut my mouth and to take discipline as it is given to me, even when it's unrighteous, but to take it and not to say a thing about it. And that was a very important thing for me to learn," and so forth. And so they let him off. They let him off because he learned the lesson that he had to learn. You don't talk back to an officer. You don't talk back to your teacher. You don't talk back to anybody. You just do what you're told to do. And that's part of the game whenever you're in that situation. You have no independence. You have no individuality. You have no life of your own. If the officer says you go to solitary, you go to solitary. If the officer says you are put into a cell without any clothes on because you hurt yourself, then that's what you are. And no matter what the officer says, that's what happens to you. And until you can bring it about, right it in any way, whatever you're told to do, you do it. And that's what we do here at the monastery, too. Whatever we're told to do, we do it. Because it's not a matter of discussion. It's not a matter of whether you're right or whether you're wrong, or whether anybody else is right or they're wrong. It's just a matter that you do what you're told to do. So, kindness is loving people as you deserve. How do you treat other people? Do you treat other people with great love and great respect? Then that's the way you're treated. Not by that person too, perhaps, but by the world. Because the world sees the disrespect you have for other people, or the respect. And they respond in like. If the world sees you respectful of all the people in your world, your creation, then the world is respectful of you. But if the world sees you respectful of people only as a show, or even not respectful and being unkind, then the world says, I don't know. That person has a lot to go yet, has a lot to become aware of, to be their divine self. So, kindness is loving people as you deserve. Now, you know in your heart whether you deserve something or not. Even though you proclaim, "I deserve it, I deserve it, I deserve it," you know in your heart whether you do. Because in your heart, there is that little genius that says, "Ha, ha, 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 you can't get away with that. You can't get away with that sort of nonsense. Ha, 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 ha." And lo and behold, you can't get away with it. You're caught up with it. But this is how life goes on. This is how things are done. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. So, think about these things. Kindness is loving people as you deserve. Now, how do you deserve? Do you deserve to have money? Do you deserve to have goods? Do you deserve to have benefits? Do you deserve to have anything out of life? Well, if you do, then you give that same thing to life. Kindness is loving people as you deserve. Just keep that always in mind. I know I do my best to keep that all in mind, because that's where it's at. That's where it's at. Kindness is loving people as you deserve to be loved. Have a wonderful day and do beautiful things. I love you very much.